Welcome back to the Reality Served Real podcast. We're your hosts, Christina, Abby, and Michelle. And today we're going to be talking to you about The Bachelor, The Traitors, and The Challenge All Stars. Today we're going to get started talking about The Bachelor. And I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this season, honestly. I feel like it's maybe the least favorite show that I'm watching right now.
It's awful.
But, and I don't know why. I don't know. Like, the girls are like not
No, they're not providing at
captivating.
all.
The drama is just like silly. And I don't know. But let's get into it here. We had a one-on-one date. Dina had a one-on-one date. What did you think about her one-on-one?
You know what? I wasn't really that big of a fan of hers, but she kind of grew on me this episode.
Yeah, and I like the way that she stood up for, who was it? Not Zoe.
Carolina.
Yes, Carolina. Yeah, I liked that. And it seems like maybe they get into it next week,
I
but
know I was going to say, but did you see the preview?
yeah, but I liked that. I liked that. And I liked their date. I thought it was cute. I really like the let's explore the city type dates when they do that. I think it's one of my, I don't want to say favorite kind of dates, but it's one that I like more for sure. Just like seeing, different areas of the world is so cool. And I love that they played that little like pickup soccer game with the kids and stuff. I thought it was super cute.
Yeah, that was cute. And I like how she like owned herself and who she was and not trying to be something she's not. She's like, this is who I am. And this is why I haven't had some success. And this is not the type of girl you want, basically, like.
I actually gave her my MVP this episode. I thought I mean, she was a very big part of this episode, and not just the one-on-one, but like I said, how she stood up for Carolina, and I just thought she presented herself super well, so I gave her my MVP.
I gave her mine as well.
I don't know who else. I mean, I don't even know if I've had honorable mentions all season, but I don't know who else you would give it to, really. Everybody else is kind of, I don't know.
I like Juliana and I like Latia. I like those two, but Latia doesn't, she's just so sweet. She doesn't really say much. I think she's one of the prettiest girls I've ever seen on The
Oh my gosh,
Bachelor.
beautiful. So pretty. Both of those girls that you just mentioned, Juliana and Latia, they were on the group date this episode, and they had that like donkey ride. They had the bull waving mechanical bull thing. I thought it was interesting, like Alex's approach to the mechanical bull, holding it by the horns and really hanging on. I don't think that that's really how mechanical bulls are supposed to work. Like, I think that's kind of cheating, but.
Okay, so Mitch watched part of the show with me, and of course, he had a comment on everything.
Okay, perfect.
And then he goes, when she was doing that, he's like, that's cheating. I was like, okay. And then you know what else he said?
What?
He said that Grant looks like a cross between the guy, I don't know if you remember the guy who got arrested for something and he went viral because his mugshot was like so hot and then he got modeling contracts
Oh my
after.
gosh. I know exactly who you're talking about.
He's like, he looks like him, but then he also looks like a version of Josh Martinez from The Challenge. I said, no, he doesn't. And then I looked, I'm like, oh my God, now I can kind of see Josh and Grant.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I'll have to look at a side by side. That's hilarious.
I saw Josh more than I'm like, oh, babe. I was like, I mean, I think Josh is cute, whatever. But I was like, oh, now I can't unsee Josh.
That's so funny. Oh man.
And he was totally siding with Carolina because he felt like she was getting picked on. I'm like, listen, dude, you have not watched the past four episodes of this girl.
But I think she
Like,
I think that the I think that it is getting a little too much. Like, it's not.
she's too much.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't like
I
that
cannot stand
they
her. She's insufferable. She's not even a villain or underdog I want to root for. Like how I, got played by Devin and I started rooting for him. Like she's gonna be great on Paradise though,
Oh,
if she
she'll be
doesn't win the
fantastic.
season. Yeah.
I agree. I'm so looking forward to this season of Paradise. I think that there's some really good people. As far
Oh,
as
you'll like this too. Sorry, I know I'm
no,
interrupting.
you're
You'll
good.
like this too. Mitch just goes, "What do you think?" And mind you, he's only watched a few seasons. I mean, a few parts of episodes here and there with me since we started podcasting about it. And except he did watch season one because he dated the girl who won
No way.
in high school. Yeah, she was from our high school. She was a year older than him. I think they went to homecoming or prom together. It was like a short-lived, yeah. And so he watched that one.
Okay.
And I didn't even watch season one. But anyways, you'll appreciate this. He goes, "What do you think's gonna happen? Do you think the producers are gonna make him keep her?" And I said, honestly, I was like, sometimes I would say yes, but it's already been 5 episodes of this, so I bet no. He goes, "She's staying." Sure as shit, she stayed. He knew better than I did.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, I'm not surprised that she stayed because I think that he really likes her. Drama aside, because he doesn't see everything that we see, you know?
Yeah,
Like they
yeah.
only see like a little portion of it. What did he think about Zoe?
He did not mention Zoe. He did not like the priest, the girl.
Really? Okay, why?
Well, he was kind of, when she was talking about her cracked spray tan and this and that, he goes, "I really hope she doesn't tell Grant all this." Because that's going to be like overwhelming for him. And then at the end, it was so funny when she goes, it's on one of my quotes, bless her heart. She goes, because I kind of liked her. And she goes, "Maybe I talked about rocks too much."
Yes.
That was one of my quotes. And then Mitch doesn't like cats. And then she ta started talking about her cat. And he goes, "Rocks, cats." He goes, "Oh, she's crazy." And then she goes, "I sound insane." And there, I was like, "Okay, Mitch, you're saying too much of the same stuff."
Oh
Like
my gosh,
they're
that's so
saying,
funny.
yeah,
He knows, he knows.
he knows.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
And he didn't like Juliana because he thought she was mean to what's her face. But I was like, "No, we like
Carolina.
her." Oh
Yeah.
yeah, whatever, yeah. So
Okay, so I listened to who all did I listen to? I know I listened to Zoe. I listened to Serafina. Think there was one more, but I can't think of who it was.
was my honorable MVP? Zoe. I loved what her and Grant talked about her growing up, adopted, and her and her sister were mixed, and
So that's something that she talked about on the podcast. So this is really, really sad. So like, I don't know, potential trigger warning maybe. But she talked about how she was adopted by like a Caucasian family and she lived in small town West Virginia. She didn't have a boyfriend until she was a senior in college because guys like from her hometown would tell her that they were not allowed to date a black girl.
she's not that old either, Christina.
I know.
I mean, this isn't like,
I know.
ugh, that's so awful.
I know. Yeah. So I hate that for her, but I feel like it explains a lot about who she is and how like defensive she is and just how she acts in general, like how she feels like she has to be bold and like I don't know, I think it makes me empathize a lot with her more than I
Yeah.
for sure.
Yeah,
And I
definitely.
didn't know either she like wrestled on the boys wrestling team and like she's like she was like also like a pageant girl. She was second runner up and yeah, she's I like her more now that I know more of her story. I wish that they would show more of like that stuff than just like the drama and like the girls not liking her and stuff like that.
Yeah, her and Dina, I like them both this episode.
I will say, like Zoe, I listened to the podcast with her and I ended up like liking her a lot more. I listened to a podcast with Serafina and she was asked about like the short dress comment and stuff like that. And she was just kind of like, oh my gosh, I like hated seeing that. I regretted it immediately. Me and Zoe are closer now after we talked about it, blah, blah, blah. And I feel like jury's still out on her. It wasn't enough for me to be like, okay, I like Serafina now. Honestly.
I don't know. I've liked her for a while.
You do like her or you don't?
I do. Remember, I told you last week I liked her.
I don't know.
She's one of my.
I have not liked her since the short dress comment.
Yeah, I know.
But she had a one-on-one date today. I'm surprised you didn't give it to her, your MVP.
I thought Dina's was better.
Yeah, I agree.
I did. I mean, she got a rose. That's great. But I didn't think there, I don't know. I didn't think it was.
The one
I
thing that.
honestly thought Zoe's conversation with him in that brief time was that was better than that whole one-on-one date, to be honest.
Yeah, I think that she is definitely holding back. And she even said that on her date. Like, Grant's like, I feel like you're reluctant to kiss me or whatever. Like, maybe, you know. And she's like, oh no, it's just because, like, my
That's
mom's
like,
watching.
what'd she say?
She said that she was, like, holding back with, like, making out with him because her mom's watching.
Oh, she did say that.
Yeah.
Have they not kissed at all?
No, they have kissed, but like not as passionately as some of the other girls.
Interesting.
So, I don't know. But there was a lot of Carolina Juliana drama, a lot of really Carolina drama this episode.
Here's my LVP. I don't care. Can't.
Who was yours? Juliana?
No, Carolina.
Carolina. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just don't like her. It's too much.
I give my LVP to Rose for self-eliminating.
Yeah, that
She
girl
was
was
gonna get,
done.
yeah, she was gonna get eliminated anyways, I feel like. I mean, maybe not, but like, I think she was gonna get eliminated anyways. So I think she should have just stuck it out and like let him eliminate her. I don't know. I don't really like it when people self-eliminate because they think they're going to get eliminated. Like, if you self-eliminate because you're not feeling the lead or like you're not ready for the engagement, like you can't see yourself getting there, like that's one thing. But just self-eliminating because like things aren't going well,
Yeah.
just let the, I don't know, I don't like that. In Serafina's defense, I will say I gave her a best dressed. I really liked her blue jumpsuit dress that she had. The front was like a jumpsuit, but like the back looked like a dress and it was so pretty. So that's her that and the like to be honest, it's because my mom's watching quote are redeeming qualities. I think thought this one. Carolina also had like a really pretty green rose ceremony.
Okay,
I
so
liked
that was, I was like, let me give my props to Carolina because she was my best dress because that green was dress was amazing.
it was so pretty.
So pretty. The color, the style, I loved it.
Yeah, me too.
So I gave her my LVP, but I also gave her my best dress.
Yeah, I mean she I understand. That was a beautiful, beautiful dress that she wore. What were you said you had the Parissa quote. What other quotes did you have this episode?
I don't think I had that many. Hold on. The only other one I had was Juliana saying excited about their date or going to Madrid. She's like, unfortunately, he is bringing his nine other girlfriends.
Yeah, I had that one too.
So I just had those two.
That's funny. Yeah, that was good. That was good. I also had,
Carolina had a funny one about riding the bull and something about 6 seconds.
yeah, okay, I
Like
had that one too.
that's,
It is
yeah.
the first time I've ever thought to myself 6 seconds is enough.
Yeah.
Juliana also had another quote. It's so crazy. I've never been on a trip with a boyfriend before.
I had that written down too. I've never been on a trip with a boyfriend. I had that written down too, but I didn't.
I thought that was funny.
One, I thought it was funny too. I thought it was interesting.
And then my last one was Grant. He says, have you ever done this in the rain? And he was like talking to the people who are in charge of bungee jumping because they bungee jumped off a bridge with his date with Serafina. And I just thought that was like super funny. He's like, have you ever done this in the rain? They're like, no. But hey, they lived. They lived to tell the tale. We're good.
I'd be nervous too. He likes his little heights.
Does he or does he not? And that's why producers keep making him do it.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. He
Yeah.
did that thing twice with Carolina. They like went back for seconds. I was like,
Oh, the thing in Las Vegas, that's true. That'd be a fun date, I think. I don't know, funner than the bridge in the rain. Oh, no, thank you. Okay, so that episode we had Rose self-eliminate, Parissa and Natalie get eliminated.
I didn't even know Natalie's name till she got eliminated. So
She's so pretty. She's definitely going to be on Paradise.
I told Mitch that too. I said, I don't know this one's name, but I think she's really pretty. And he obviously has a type because there are no blondes left.
Juliana's kind of blonde.
Yeah, that. Yeah, you're right, kind of.
And so is Dina.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm way off. Okay.
That's funny. Okay, so do you have any final thoughts about The Bachelor before we move on?
No, but I'm glad it's a shorter season.
Yeah, me too. It's definitely not my favorite season ever. But supposedly the ending. Oh, I listened to Grant on two podcasts. That's the other podcast that I listened to. So I listened to Serafina, Zoe, and I listened to Grant on both Bachelor Happy Hour and Off the Vine.
Anything important?
I mean, just the same teaser for the ending that they've been giving. He just didn't know what he was gonna do. Which I don't know. I feel like repeating that in like all of your interviews, I just feel really bad for whoever his winner is.
Yeah. We'll see how long they last.
Yeah, right. Okay, so let's move on to the challenge and talk about the challenge before we talk about the traitors, because I feel like this episode of the traitors is just a lot. So, the challenge.
I still haven't watched.
Oh, the challenge you haven't? Or the traitors?
Oh, I've watched the traders, not the challenge.
Okay. I think you're missing a really good season. I really like the season a lot, honestly. Do you like it, Michelle?
I don't like the format. I feel like whoever comes in last should have to go to elimination. But besides that, I like the cast.
Yeah, I agree with that. They're definitely like making it too easy for people to skate by for sure.
Yeah,
Except
some
for
people aren't
Tucker.
even trying. So it's like not that fun to watch the challenge. I don't really find it that fun to watch the challenges ever, but it's even worse when some people don't even seem to be trying.
I agree with that. I do think that maybe it'll get better as the season goes on because we're only a few episodes in, and
Yeah.
at this point, it doesn't really matter. But as we get closer to the final, I mean, they need to go into elimination and get their star in order to get to the final. So
Yeah, right.
people are going to have to start trying like midway through, I would think. If not, that's weird. So we learned that Sam and Devin have formed a really good friendship. Ashley calls home to her boyfriend. What did you think about that Ashley call?
I thought it was so funny.
She was so worked up about everything and kind of mad at him. Like, I feel like there was like a point where like he kind of like jerks his head back a little bit and he's like is taken aback by like what she's saying, but like by the end, you know, he's like, I love you or whatever. But and she did like apologize, like, I'm sorry, I'm just so frustrated, I'm taking it out on you. But I don't know. Totally an Ashley moment for sure.
Yeah, it definitely was.
I thought Katie talking to Adam about politics was so funny. And, like trying to teach him like how to talk to people, how to like put on a straight, like a stern face, like not smile all the time. And like the whole time he just like can't stop smiling. I thought that whole scene just cracked me up. I thought it was great.
That was a really good segment. I thought so too. Katie, I love Katie, so I'm glad she finally got some screen time.
Yeah, and I thought it was a good Adam segment too. I mean, Adam's like hasn't been my favorite person, but I think this like showed like how genuinely nice of a human I think he probably is.
It was really fun. It was really funny, like how he couldn't do it.
Oh my gosh, imagine him on a flagship. It would be He'd be toast.
Yep.
So the daily challenge was pushover, and that's like they had these trucks speeding down the runway or whatever, and they had to grab the rings, which was really similar to a challenge that they had on season 40, except for this time they had partners instead of doing it individually, and they had to like push their partner and then the partner had to like walk the ring across a balance beam and I don't know. I mean, it was an okay challenge, I guess, but I thought it was hilarious when Ashley like farted in Anissa's face.
Yes.
That was great. But Amber and Fessy win. I think they're maybe proving that they're just as strong, if not stronger, than the guy girl, the guy guy teams, like Leroy and Devin and Adam
Yeah,
C.
they're a really good team. I think the only thing they'll be bad at is if there's like a lot of puzzles and math.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say math. They're not gonna do well at that. Or eating, maybe. I don't know. I don't know how Amber is at eating. I
I
can't remember.
can't remember. Yeah, I can't remember.
But anything weird, anything physical, anything endurance, I think they'll do well at. So I think they're a really strong team.
Yep.
They had the Frank, actually, he calls home to his husband. It was interesting that we got two calls home this episode. Usually that doesn't happen, I don't think. And usually if somebody is getting a call home, it's like either something really good is going to happen to that person or something bad is going to happen. So I thought it was like an interesting time to put in Frank's call home, considering he wasn't really a big person this episode.
I don't, what did he talk to his husband about? I don't remember.
Just that like I think he was just saying like I forgot how hard this was. I'm struggling with like
Oh, about Sam? Yeah, okay, I remember.
Yeah. But I don't know because Ashley's call home makes sense, you know, because she ended up going home, but I don't know, I just thought it was a really weird placement for the Frank call. Then they had the 80s prom night. I listened to Katie on Official Challenge podcast, and she said that the 80s prom night was her idea. She said that everyone had brought stuff to like dress up for what was supposed to be Kellyanne's bachelorette party, but she got eliminated before it could happen. So they turned it into an 80s prom night instead, and Katie planned everything, and when like production was decorating, she'd be like, oh no, this needs to like move over here, and just like redid everything. And I don't know, I thought that was an interesting little tidbit, but I love that she was part of that for sure.
That's too bad Kellyanne got eliminated. Aw, before they did it.
Yeah. And they also said that they were planning on doing something for Nani too, which.
For what? Oh, like a bachelor party? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we had Salmon and Nisa hook up this episode. What did you think about that?
Just weird.
What?
Yes, just weird.
I want to know more about the what. Yeah, I mean, I get it. I get it, but
I just that wasn't on my bingo card to hear tonight.
you want to know what's even less on your bingo card? What I'm about to tell you. At the 80s party, before Anissa and Sam hooked up, Big T was trying to hook up with Anissa.
Going on.
Yeah. But they're like, yeah, that's just how Big T gets when she's like drunk. She's just like super affectionate and flirty, and she just loves everyone. And yeah, apparently she was like Anissa, and then it didn't happen, and she ended up hooking up with Sam instead. So either way, if you have Anissa, she would have had a hookup that episode.
Don't think I've ever picked Anissa, so.
You know what? I used to. Because with like the MVP LVP thing, and like all the quotes and all whatever, Scott and Derek love her so much, and they would always give her points, and so
Oh,
I
wow.
pick Anissa for that, because of that.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't pick up on that.
But I haven't picked her in a while because since she's been on like so many seasons in a row, I feel like they're less like, I don't know. Remember when you met Anissa, right? Michelle, we were like super excited to meet her.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like around the time that Scott and Derek were the same way.
That's
But
because it was before she hadn't been on in a long time.
and then she was on, and they would do that for like a couple seasons, and then
Yeah.
now that she's been on so much, I feel like it's less than it used to be. So we have
Yeah.
Adam and Steve volunteer. What did you think about the volunteer?
I mean, they're gonna go in either way, so whatever. I don't know what to say.
I just feel like Adam did not listen to Katie at all.
No.
Like the whole segment, like, what are you doing? But yeah, you're right.
I feel like their strategy was like, we're gonna volunteer and then we're gonna try to say that we want to take out. Maybe they thought volunteer would give them more power in who they were gonna go against, and it seemed like they wanted to go against Devin and Leroy,
Yeah,
but
they did.
it didn't even work out for them. So it didn't either way, it didn't work out what they were trying to do.
So Katie said that Amber wanted to make big moves, and she like told Katie, I'll never say your name. And it was Fessy that was kind of playing it safe. She thinks that Amber would have thrown in Devin and Leroy, but Fessy didn't want to.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So the elimination happens, downpour. And so basically, what happens in the elimination is there is one person on top, and there's somebody from the other partnership below them. And they have this like giant plastic star that they have to try to block the water. They're like in this like round cylinder thing, and there's like lines marking how high the water is going. And the goal is to have the lesser amount of water at the end. So Ashley puts on the goggles and she's like, I can't see. So she like throws them off, and then she like really can't see. And I think that's kind of what did them in, honestly. This elimination was Ashley not wearing her goggles.
And they didn't seem as motivated to win to me as Adam and Steve did.
Adam, when he was like spraying that hose, onto Ashley. That was intense. Like he was like really like it was like a get off my lawn moment. I think somebody might have said that actually. Yes, Leroy. He says Adam is just watering his grass and he's just trying to get the kids off his lawn.
Yeah, Ashley and Anissa did not seem to care. I think they were kind of checked out. I don't know.
I wish that they would have had another episode or like week or whatever after their little fight so that I think they would have performed better. But I think they were both, yeah, like really in their heads. And according to Scott Yeager, he knows from talking to Anissa how upset she was about the whole situation with Ashley, and she's really concerned about how it's going to come across on TV. And she was like just really worried about the situation.
Why? She didn't even say anything bad.
I don't know. She was worried about it. So I think maybe she was
What
in
did
her.
she, all she did was like make fun of her for being country, right?
Yeah, she said she called she said like that she needed to or she told Ashley to go get. She's like, the wine's over there, and if you need to, but it's not cold, so if you need to, you can put some like redneck ice cubes in it. Is what, and, like meaning like if you put ice cubes in your wine, then you're a redneck, basically.
I do that sometimes. Anyway, to me, like, and I don't even like to defend Anissa, but to me, it was like clearly a joke what she said, and it wasn't really offensive at all. It just you could tell Ashley just doesn't like her, so whatever Anissa said, she was already annoyed by. So that's kind of why it blew up, in my opinion. So I don't think Anissa had to be worried like that worried about it, unless there was something more that we didn't see.
Well, I think that they were also like really intoxicated when this whole thing went down.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, who was your MVP?
I kind of had a hard time picking one, but I ended up picking Fessy again.
Really? Why?
I don't know, 'cause they won again. And he seems to be setting himself up to be in a good position with like his stronger allies staying there and trying to keep the strong teams there, because I think he realizes like once Devin and Leroy and Adam and Steve are gone, then he's like next, you know?
Okay, I can see that. I did give him an LVP honorable mention, him and Amber, actually, because why Ashley and Anissa? He's worked with Ashley and both Ashley and Anissa in the past, so I just thought, I don't know. I mean, I know he has like other friends there, but I don't know. I know Anissa was really hurt by this. She said on the podcast that her and Amber have talked about it and they've squashed it, but Anissa and Fessy have yet to speak. They haven't, no words have been spoken. She's pissed at
Didn't I'm sorry, didn't she do something to him on the previous season too?
honestly.
That they weren't together?
So that's what he said, but Anissa said on the podcast that that's bullshit because what she did was put him as one of the four possibilities to go into elimination. And then Devin and Tori are the ones that actually threw him in. So if he was going to get revenge for that situation, then he should have thrown Devin in, not Anissa.
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
So yeah, it was just really, it's just an excuse.
They're just not friends. Like, they're not friends. Don't pretend to be friends, you know?
I feel like Anissa feels like they are friends.
But she's, because she's, like Ashley said, she's friends with
Friends with
everybody.
everybody, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that. I gave my MVP to Adam for his attitude.
Okay, that's a good one. And they won.
How about your LVP?
I had to give it to Ashley.
Yeah, same. For not wearing the goggles.
Not wearing the goggles, horrible attitude, kind of lost her shit.
Yeah.
I mean, but
I'm
like
gonna
on the
love it
other
back.
side, she was the most entertaining part of the whole episode. So there's that.
Like the season so far. Like
Yeah.
we've lost so many entertaining, like Sylvia and Kellyanne, Jonna and Beth, and now Ashley and Anissa. Like what? What's even like all the drama is gone.
Yep. Well, you know, certain people haven't even really gotten any lot. Like, where are Devon and Shane on this show?
I know, and you know that they're not like being wallpaper. Why aren't they showing them? I don't. It's weird.
Turbo's barely on it.
And also, like Ashley, when she's like crying, she's like, "You have all these friends or whatever." Like, I have nobody. In my head, I was like, "Wait a minute, what about Ashley or not Ashley? What about Shane and Sylvia?" Obviously, Sylvia's gone, but like,
Yeah.
that was weird for
Shane,
me.
yep, totally.
What quotes did you have this episode?
I can't remember. Okay, I didn't write this one down, but I thought of it when we were talking about Ashley's phone call when she was like, "Don't charge my credit card or I'm going to call the police on you."
Yeah, I had that one. Don't use my fucking credit card because I swear to fucking God, I will call the police on you.
It was just so unhinged.
And then like right after it was like, love you, bye.
Yeah, it was so unhinged. It was like he's done it before, right? Like it wasn't
He was
like out of
literally
the
like, I
blue.
know, I know.
So that was good. And
Was
then my
good.
other quote that I had was I only had from Ashley was I mean, this was just brutal, but it was so accurate. And it was about Anissa. The only reason they keep her around is to lay her up at the final.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. The only
It
time
was
that she
brutal.
wasn't true was when she was with Jordan.
Oh God, yeah.
Did you see Mark Long tweet about if we had an All-Stars X's season, who would you want to see?
I didn't see it on, I saw it on Reddit. So like someone screen capped it on Reddit. That's where I saw it.
You know
So do you
what?
think it'll be X's?
Okay, I maybe, but I mean, I think it makes sense if they're having rivals now for sure. I think it makes sense. But I'm scared because I don't want Jordan and Tori to be a team. They're not like,
Hopefully
if
he
they're
won't
like
come
real
back. No,
exes, they're in here.
he doesn't need to come back. He's trying to do his racing career.
He'll be, I mean, he might be gone for a bit, but like, he'll, they all come back. They all do.
Yeah. And I actually thought Jordan was gone forever when he had like a role on a own show for a long time. I was like, "Oh, Jordan's never coming back. He's an actor now." But then he came back.
Well, I
You
think
know
Jordan
who
does.
I want on that show? What couple I want?
Who?
Who do you think, if you could guess one?
Give me an era.
Two. Kellyanne Thank you. Oh,
and Wes. No, because I want Kellyanne with Kahana. So Wes can be with Jonna. Who was the other girl he dated?
I don't like her.
I don't like her either, but I want Kahana to come back.
Yeah, that would be cool too.
I really want.
I guess Kahana could be with Nani.
Well, that'd be good. That'd be really good. Well, maybe not, because I think she would have a better chance of winning with somebody else.
With Casey.
Oh my God, that would be crazy. I think.
What's that TikTok I saw of Casey turning off the lights and taking down her hair? I'm scarred. I don't know, man.
I did not see that.
Maybe it wasn't really Casey. Maybe I got played. I don't know.
No, I'll have to go look that up because yeah, that's okay.
Maybe I might have got played. It was like Casey standing in the bathroom door with her bun, and then it's like the lights go out and she takes them.
Crazy. Okay, I'll have to look that up. Because I don't think I've ever seen her with her hair down.
She did. I think she did it once on Big Brother. Like they straightened her hair and put her hair down.
Interesting. I tried to watch that season of Big Brother and I could not. Like
I love that
I went
season, but
back.
halfway through it got boring. Like the beginning of it was awesome, but then it got boring.
I mean, it has some big names from it. So I would like to see Fessy and Amanda, because you know they're gonna cast Fessy probably. I want to see Amanda get her win, and I think that's somebody she could win with.
Ooh,
He
I like
has the
that.
connections politically. for whatever reason. I mean, I think that like Joss is the better competitor, if like, but like I think Fessy has the better connections and is also a decent competitor. So I'd like to see Amanda with Fessy.
Oh, I hope they don't do Fessy or and Tori or Fessy and Michelle.
Well,
Yeah, please no.
okay, how about Zach and Jenna? But who's gonna watch four kids?
Oh my gosh, yeah. So are you even aware of the like breakup drama with that Abby?
Would know, and I was gonna say, what do you mean exes? They're married with four kids. Did they break up?
They've unblocked Jenna, blocked him, I think.
Like last like a few days ago.
And she got a job. I was cracking up because Jemmy made a whole TikTok. She's like, this is not a good sign. Jenna has gotten a job.
Um, yes,
Wait,
and she like
were they
posted about
together?
like narcissists and yeah.
You think, Jenna? How long have you known him for now?
Yeah.
Oh
So
my God. Has she even had the fourth one?
no,
No,
but she also
no.
posted recently that they thought that they lost a heartbeat. They went to the doctor. It was a big thing, but baby's still okay.
Oh, okay, good.
But it was like all within like the same week that she like unfollowed him, he unfollowed her, she unfollowed his podcast. Do you have
So did he
TikTok?
cheat? Are we guessing cheating here?
I don't know. Do you I don't know. I saw that it's supposedly because of politics, because they're she's like Democrat and he's Republican, but
I just don't believe that she cares about politics. I just can't believe that.
I don't think so either, honestly. So that's
I
what
just
that's
cannot believe
proof.
that. I mean, listen, he brags that, oh, I never change a diaper, blah, blah, blah. Like, that would be enough to make me murder my husband. If you have three kids in diapers and the guy never changed a diaper, are you nuts? Like, maybe she just got sick of doing everything and now she's pregnant and she's got to do it all. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think that she'll be back, honestly.
Oh, yeah, they're gonna get back together. I agree.
But they can film exes first. Brad and Brittany is another one I'd like to see. I think they would be dramatic and a good team. And she's married now, so I want to see her cheat. Terrible. That's terrible. I shouldn't say that, but it's true.
Okay, I could get down with Brad and Brittany. I could get down with Derek and Brittany, and then Brad and Tori. Like, Brad and Tori is the one I really want to see work together.
Okay. I could see that. I don't think that that would ever happen, though, because who's going to watch their kids if they're both gone?
Yeah, her husband, maybe. I don't know.
I don't
But
know.
she has a gaggle of kids too. She's got like six or seven kids too, with combined
Oh,
with her
okay,
new
so like
husband.
side note, I don't know why this made me think of this, but Kellyanne said that at one point she was gonna quit after her fight with Sylvia before they made up. And the reason that she didn't quit is because Kendall was the alternate and they would have put Kendall with Sylvia and she didn't want to do that to Kendall.
I didn't know that. Kendall's been very quiet.
So I thought that was interesting to hear because I haven't. Since
I hadn't heard
she's
that.
gone
Yeah.
through her medical stuff, I hadn't thought she was in the challenge universe at all.
No.
So what quotes? Oh, you had those were
That's all I
the
had. Yeah.
quotes. Okay. So Devin, he says, I generally don't enjoy conversating with people that are here. A lot of duds. And then he goes on to talk about how much he loves Sam, but I thought that was just funny that he called everybody there a dud. Adam smiling's my favorite. It's just like literally like I feel like that's an Elf quote.
Yeah, I think so.
And then I had the Leroy quote. Oh, and then Ashley, my last one. When they were leaving and they're packing all their stuff, Ashley says, I'm going to put Nair in all their hair products. Thought that was really funny.
I also liked when Steve didn't go to the party and then he recounted about how he lost last time, making a dumb mistake. And it's all he's thought about since last time. And he's been practicing all these things. I was like, oh, that's really cool that he spent all this time, because he's like quite, he doesn't do anything on social media. He doesn't really do podcasts, so you don't really know what he's doing. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Okay, so any final thoughts about the challenge before we move on to the traders?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so in the traders, we start off, Daniel and Carolyn are fighting in the turret over if they should murder, if they should bring somebody in, if they should bring in Gabby, if they should bring in Brittany. And they decide to murder Sam. I was not surprised by this, as I sent you guys last week. They showed the chess, like the chessboard in the preview, and Sam's name was not on it. So I thought he was gonna get murdered, but
Yeah,
yeah.
you caught that.
So during that game, they were asked for questions, but I guess it was more than that, and they just didn't show it. I loved that they had Kate and Parvati come in and host that mission. Just their commentary and everything I thought was great. Okay, so if I were to ask you guys these questions, who is slithering under the radar? Who would you say?
The English guy.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's a good one.
that is a good
Yep.
one.
You don't even know his name, so there you go. He is
I
under the radar.
don't.
Yeah.
Ivor is his name. Who's the biggest threat to the traitors? I mean, I think it's Dylan.
Dylan.
I thought Gabby.
Okay.
Dylan's like, as Bob said, misguided. Like a lot of the people he's been looking at were wrong.
I guess that's true in the fact that like he was just so blinded by Boston Rob. Like
Yeah, I think Gabby's way smarter.
Gabby is so smart. I love that they're showing that side of her. Who's the leader of the pack?
I don't know. Maybe Dylan.
I think Dylan too. Yeah. And whose voice is the most irrelevant? I mean, I think that's Ivor.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't know.
Who did they say for that? Is that the one they put Carolyn in? Yeah. Yep.
Which really ended up being the thing that bit her in the end.
Yep.
So dumb.
So, yeah, so Danielle is pitching Carolyn to Dolores. Dylan wants to join forces with Gabby. Dylan talks to Carolyn about Danielle. We have Danielle and Brittany's conversation about Carolyn. We have Carolyn pitching Danielle to Ivor and Tom. It's really just Carolyn versus Danielle at this point. And maybe it's because I'm such a Carolyn fan, but Danielle is, I'm so over her. It's not even funny.
People hate her. I was getting really sick of her, and then she won me back with this episode.
With this one, really? Ugh.
Yeah, she got. I mean, I just thought like at least she had some strategy in there of how she was gonna get Carolyn out. Like she couldn't get what she wanted last episode. She was like, okay, now I gotta get her out, and she did it. So I have to give it to her.
I mean, I will say I gave Danielle my MVP because the strategy this episode was top notch.
She
But that
totally played her in the turret.
yeah, she did.
It was amazing. She's my MVP too. She totally set her up. I mean, Carolyn didn't do herself any favors at the actual challenge,
Not at all.
but no, Danielle got her. She pulled a fast one on her.
And even like Carolyn in her confessionals is like, did Danielle set me up here? Like, how did you not know Danielle? So, like, it's Big Brother. I don't know. I had to give my LVP to Carolyn. I hated the my MVP and my LVP this episode. I wish it was reversed, but
It had to be the Carolyn.
Yep.
So bad.
Same for me for both.
So bad.
I had quite a few quotes this episode. What quotes did you have?
My God, there were so many. I wanted to put every single one down. that hate and poverty said, but
I only put one down, but
I only put one down.
what was yours?
Well, Kate, when she said to Alan, don't tempt me with a good time.
That was good. My poverty one was when she's talking to Kate, she says, he's so Peter talking about Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
What other quotes did you have?
I had
I had
one from Alan because he was cracking me up and he said, it's time to sentence one of you to a fate worse than death, democracy. That one got me.
That's good.
I had one from Alan too, actually.
Okay.
The traitors have deadlifted him to the eternal gym. Talking about Sam.
Yeah.
And then,
I'm so surprised Sam wasn't out earlier than this.
me too. I just had two more. I had Gabby after Dylan and her made a pact, and she's like, they always come back, ladies. And then I had Brittany when she was, I don't know what she was doing, running by Poverty and Pavarti. I'm not saying her name right. Pavarti and Kate. She's like, please don't judge this outfit.
Yep, I had that one too. That was a good one. They're like, you look great. Yeah, that was good. So I had Dylan, he's after the murder, he says, I'm shocked I'm still here, which is the scariest and most vulnerable position to be in this game, because that means someone is bringing me to the end because they know that I'm loyal. So that means someone that I trust is a traitor.
I like that revelation, and Brittany said it too. She said, Danielle can't be a traitor. She's like, but why am I, is that why I'm still here? It's like it kind of dawned on her too.
So Gabby, she says, oh my God, human chess, we're the pieces. And I don't know why, like, I don't know why, but it just, that was just so Harry Potter to me that I had to give her the quote. And then Ivor, he's talking to Tom about thinking Carolyn is not a traitor, and he says if she was a traitor, she deserves an Oscar.
I mean, I think she did great, but then she just completely blew it. And Dylan was kind of onto her too, because he kind of was like, Danielle or Carolyn, Danielle or Carolyn. Well, it was really both, but he had to pick one, and he watched her in that challenge, and I mean, she blew that for herself.
And then Ivor is surprisingly the smart one at the round table that says, I think that there are two traitors left and that they're both girls.
Yeah,
You're right.
I think they all still think Danielle is one, but they can't get two people out in one night, and they had more evidence that night for Carolyn.
Yeah, I
So
think.
I don't know. I don't know if Danielle's making it to the finale. I kind of think Danielle's next.
Or if she does, they're taking her to the finale so that they can get her out.
Yeah, that's true.
So I had Carolyn's exit speech. She says, I am somebody who every day of my life I have been judged because of who I am, my differences, my quirks. I didn't want to connect with a lot of you because I am an emotional person. Playing this game is not easy for me. I just wanted to have fun, but I have to get real with myself. Being a traitor is not fun. I thought I don't know. This was just such a good episode. And then Gabby, I mean, quote of the episode here, I think. She says, I think Danielle did great, but you don't think that it was traitor on traitor fight tonight, right? Because it was giving Rob and Bob. Spot
Also,
on.
Michelle is like, she doesn't know how much longer Danielle's gonna last.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And I do kind of feel bad for Brittany because I don't think Brittany wanted to be recruited.
No.
Not at all. And people are already on to her. Not a good thing. But I mean, if she ends up winning because of it, good for her.
This is what I think is going to happen. I have no idea, but Danielle's going to go next. Then Brittany's got to find a way to get Gabby and Dylan out and take, and probably Tom and take Ivor and Dolores. Maybe she takes Tom, Ivor, and Dolores to the end. Because I think she could pull it over because Tom and Dolores are so focused on each other and Ivor kind of doesn't really know what's going on. But she's got to get Gabby and Dylan out.
I don't know how she's gonna get Dylan out.
Yeah. Murder.
Oh,
She's gotta
duh. I
murder
hope
him.
Dylan and
Duh.
Gabby win. Personally, I really hope Dylan and Gabby win.
I would like to see them get to the finale. I want Br I guess out of everyone, I want Brittany to win, and that's the only way I see Brittany winning is if she takes Tom, Dolores, and Ivor.
Who did I text you with, Michelle? Didn't I say I wanted Dylan, Gabby, or Brittany?
I don't remember.
That day we were talking about it, I think I said those three. I would want one of them to win, or even Dolores. I mean, I don't think she has a shot, but.
Oh my, Dolores and Tom took me out when they just, it was like so high stakes and they just voted for each other. I'm like, are you
Think
fucking
they did
kidding me?
that
Yeah,
a lot. They're just like.
I feel like Tom in particular is like, I'm not going to vote for somebody unless I actually think that they're a traitor. And I think he thought Carolyn was going to get voted out and he didn't want to put her name down.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought Tom is.
I didn't think he was going to make it this. Speaking of people, you didn't think we were going to make it this far. I didn't think he was going to make it this far.
No, I thought Tom and
Sam.
Sam would be like the first ones out.
Yep.
Do they not know how to make good TV? I don't understand. They not know what the people want? Like, come on now.
I don't know. I think Tom's been kind of entertaining, to
Yeah, he has
be
been.
honest. Just the last couple episodes. But yeah, he has been.
I think Rochelle attacking him all the time. I don't know. I think.
Tom was in Nebraska. Tom and the most extras were at in Omaha, which is like an hour from me, Friday and Saturday, but I didn't go. I had too busy of a weekend.
Yeah, I probably would
But
have
I know
passed
people who
through.
went. And
Was
then
it crowded or a light
I
crowd?
yeah, it was crowded.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. Okay, so do either of you have any final thoughts about any of these three shows before we wrap up here?
No, I don't.
Just a reminder, Survivor starts on Wednesday, so if you haven't made your Survivor fantasy team yet, don't forget to do so. With that being said, thank you everyone so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.